It's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
Fewer Americans are filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits. According to the Labor Department's report just released this morning, it says initial claims for benefits fell by 10,000 for the week ending last Saturday to a seasonally adjusted 210,000. That's the lowest level since December of 1969. The Labor Department says it points to a rapidly tightening labor market. It won't be a hurricane, but it could feel like it across the nation's mid-Atlantic and northeast later today and tomorrow. As meteorologist Rob Carolyn explains it,
low pressure is headed towards the Ohio River Valley today. It'll redevelop off the coast of New Jersey and turn into a powerful nor'easter.
And he and the weather forecasting world concur this could mean wind gusts of over 60 miles an hour at times across the northeast. Shoreline communities getting the worst of it. Flooding in coastal areas also expected. That is, a storm has caused flooding overnight across much of the South. And this is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Still under intense criticism for how the Florida high school shootings were handled 2 weeks ago yesterday, the Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel told CNN,
"It makes me sick to my stomach that we had a deputy that didn't go in, because I know if I was there, if I was on that wall, I would have been the first then."
But now a new report says the sheriff's deputies there were initially ordered to stage outside the building and not enter the high school and engage the shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz. Fox News the first to report that a commanding officer on the scene apparently ordered some of the initial responders to set up a perimeter outside the high school. The sheriff's office in Broward County has not yet commented on that report. Reports say Attorney General Jeff Sessions met with leaders of the Justice Department the same day that President Trump was slamming Sessions on Twitter, or at least most recently. Axios reported seeing Sessions in a possible show of unity dining with Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein and the Solicitor General in Washington yesterday. That was hours after Trump had called it disgraceful that Sessions would have the Inspector General look into the FBI's handling of the Russia investigation instead of launching an investigation himself. And the body of the late Billy Graham's now headed to his final resting place. There'll be a funeral for the renowned preacher in Charlotte, North Carolina tomorrow. He died last week at 99. President Trump is to attend that funeral. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about the five reasons your social media marketing isn't working. I'll answer the question, should your business be on Yelp? I'll talk about what Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods is doing that Congress won't, and I'll have six ways to use LinkedIn to get referrals for new clients. It's Thursday, March 1st, 2018, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But before we do that, we're going to check the weather. It's currently 57 degrees at 12:06, and the forecast shows it's cloudy with rain developing later in the day, a high of 58 and a low of 39. For tomorrow, more rain throughout the day, windy with speeds of wind up to 60 miles per hour, as we heard in the news break. High of 41 degrees and a low of 35. And for Saturday, it'll be cloudy in the morning, clearing later in the day with a high of 46 and a low of 31. And for Sunday, it'll be cloudy throughout the day with a high of 45 and a low of 28. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 23.95 to 25,053.15. The NASDAQ up 7.65 to 7280.66. The S&P 500 up 4.27 to 2718.10. Oil is down 63 cents to $61.01 per barrel. And gold down $7.80 to $1,310.10 an ounce. So welcome to the program. It is Thursday, March 1st, and we are broadcasting live from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. So glad you could join us doing our live stream as we do every week at this time. It is Thursday, and that means it's time for another edition of Taking Care of Business. Now, what we would ask is that if you are listening right now, you're probably near a computer of some kind. So we'd ask you to open up another URL and go to facebook.com and go to the Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot page, and like and follow that page, because a lot of times we'll put out things midweek that either pertain to an upcoming program or things of interest in business that we think you may want to have an interest in. But since we only get together once a week, this is our way to stay in touch. It's also an opportunity for you to ask questions of me, things that maybe you're having trouble with in your business that you would like me to talk about on the program. So feel free to give us a shoot me an email there and let me know what it is you want to talk about on the program. Be glad to do that for you. At this time during the show, we have what we call our business quote of the week. It's brought to you each week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington and Crown Custom Apparel. And this week, there is a professor of business and entrepreneurship out in Arizona named Warren G. Tracy. And this actually comes from one of his students. The student is not named in this. But when asked to define what entrepreneurship is, he said, "Entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life like most people won't, so you can spend the rest of your life like most people can't." Really like that, because what it showed me was, if you're willing to put in the time and the effort and work hard and do whatever it takes to make your business successful, and you're willing to do that for several years, then hopefully you'll be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor down the road. And get to the point where not so much that things are easier, but you're receiving those fruits. And now what do you want to do with it? Whether it's a vacation home or vacations or trips you want to take, things like that, things you want to buy, you'll be able to do that. So again, the business quote of the week, entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life like most people won't, so you can spend the rest of your life like most people can't. Entrepreneurship, business ownership is not for everybody. Don't make that mistake and say that anybody can do it. It takes a lot of hard work, takes a lot of discipline, but if you're willing to put all that effort in, it can pay its dividends down the road. All good stuff there. So again, I'd like to meet that student because he had a very unique perception on what entrepreneurship is. Big things going on at Crown Trophy. This Sunday, we are celebrating our 9th anniversary in business here in the borough of Flemington. You know, it's been a fun ride. I've enjoyed every minute of it. And I'm in the process of writing another book. And this one is pretty much the lessons I've learned in business. And so I sent the first couple chapters out to the publisher, to the editor, and she called me up and she was like, I really like what you said about when you gave the example of how do you feel on a Sunday night. So to start, I describe Sunday evenings and I say, you know, I want you to picture yourself on a Sunday night. If you're sitting on the couch and you're saying to yourself, I have to go to work in the morning, you know, and you feel that sense of dread, that knot in your stomach, that knot in your chest. I have not felt that in 9 years. I'm more like a caged lion in the zoo, zooming back and forth, you know, across the bars or across the glass, because I can't wait to get to work in the morning. And I hope that you feel that way too. If you do feel that way very often, it doesn't feel like a job. It feels more like, you know, something that you really want to do, need to do, have to do. And, you know, like I said, I love going to work every day. I try to make it fun for the employees, and because it's fun for me, and I'm hoping that it's infectious in that way. This program, we're going to talk about a lot of different things. I want to spend a lot of time this year, at least in the first half of the year, on social media marketing. And I'm getting so many excuses from business owners as to why they won't or can't do any social media marketing. And if an old dog like me can learn how to do it and can do it kind of well, I think anybody can do it. And, you know, it's one of those things where if you hired a high school kid and you said, I need to set up an Instagram account, I need to set up a Twitter account, I need to set up a Facebook account for my business, I need to set up a LinkedIn account, they would have you up and running in about 3 hours on all four platforms. Now it's just when they come in, you tell them what you want to say. And it might be, here, I have this product and I want to feature this product. So if you're a women's clothing store, you may hold up a blouse and say, take pictures of this, put it up on social media. We're selling that blouse for $34, but this is our featured product of the week. Or if you have a designer coming in and you want to announce that, you're having some kind of an event, the kids would be able to get this up and running. You don't necessarily have to do it all yourself. But there's probably 5 reasons, if you are doing it, why your social media marketing isn't working. So I want to go over those with you in the hopes that if you're heading down the wrong path, maybe we can get you back on track. So if you can't get customers to engage with your social media posts, here's why they aren't connecting and what you can do about it. So again, if you're dutifully posting content, and by dutifully, I mean 1-3 times a week, you know, some people will post something on Facebook and not do another thing for 6 months with that page. And then they'll come back and they'll post something. That's not engagement. There's a reason why you're not getting followers. Again, if you're posting regularly with content on social media sites, but you still aren't making much headway, you might be accidentally hamstringing all of your hard work. It isn't that you're posting lots of content or even getting lots of likes. Your goal is to build engagement and turn followers into paying customers. So are you making one or more of the following mistakes in regards to your social media marketing? Are you A, wandering without a map? Now, you can post funny cat memes all day long, but if your tactics aren't based on a larger social media strategy complete with specific measurable goals, all those likes aren't likely to convert into a customer. Number 2, if you make your social media all about yourself. Marketers talk a lot about the 80-20 rule of social media. They talk about yourself no more than 20% of the time and spend the rest of your time on posts that are sharing value-added content like industry news and helpful resources, joining conversations and celebrating the interests and accomplishments of others in your network. If you're always selling but not connecting, that's another reason why social media posts won't work. Always be closing? More like, in this instance, you always want to be connecting. Now, it's possible for some businesses to effectively use social media as a sales tool, but it's primarily a relationship-building tool. Customers on social media generally will steer clear of the hard sell in favor of a conversation, entertainment, or information. And the 4th would be the wrong place or the wrong time. Now, if your Facebook ads or posts are underperforming, do a little research to see if you are posting on the social platforms that your customers are using and at the times of day when they are online. Young adults, for instance, may respond better to an Instagram story or a Snapchat campaign after school. Or if you're posting and there's nothing to see. If your audience size is decent but engagement is low, your posts might be long on text and short on multimedia. So spice up your content with brand-appropriate images, videos, or GIFs to help catch the eye and entertain your audience. Now, there's a lot of different ways that you can find out when and where your audience is engaging. If you Google best time to post on Facebook, best time to post, I guarantee you, you'll get all kinds of statistics. Constant Contact, for instance, if you're doing the email blast, will tell you Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. is the best time. Why? Let's do a little quick research. Monday morning, people come in. Now they have to clear out their inbox from all the weekend's email. So it takes them all day to do that. There's some meetings to go to. Right around 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning is when the analytics show that most people have cleaned out their inbox. They're ready to start working on their day. Once you get to Wednesday, Thursday, people are already starting to think about the weekend. They're not thinking about the email that they just received from you. Forget about Friday altogether because nobody wants anything else to do. And if your email pops up, they're probably going to ignore it. But Tuesday at 10 is usually the best time to send out an email newsletter. So look up the analytics. Google when is the best time to post on social media. It will give you those stats. And then follow that and track it and see if you don't get more engagement that way. And always, 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 when you make posts, try to drive people back to your website. Try to drive them into your storefront. And keep them engaged. Likes, follows, etc. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away for a break. When we come back, we're going to have tips on how to keep up with social media when you don't have time to post. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington and the host of this program right here, Taking Care of Business. So glad you could join me as we get together every Thursday afternoon. I want to make a programming note. Next week, I'll be interviewing Chris Kellogg from Nightingale. This is a home health aid company, and we'll be talking about his business and the approach. So if you have, say, elderly parents that might need in-home care, Nightingale has the services that you would need. And definitely you want to spread the word and let people know if they have or in a similar situation to tune into next week's broadcast. Because having gone through that with my father, I can tell you that a lot of times it's very overwhelming, hard to figure out where to start and what services you need. So we'll be talking with Chris and getting more information on that as well. So that'll be next week's program, which is going to be on Thursday at noon with Chris Kellogg from Nightingale. Getting back to the program, strategic tips for keeping up with social media when you don't have time to post. Now, one of the things that a lot of business owners tell me is that they don't feel they have the time to post on social media, anything. You know, but then when you look at like their personal Facebook feed, they're on it all day long. But to put out a posting, whether it's just an infographic or something like that about their business, a slide, maybe you're a landscaper that does snow plowing or something like that, you know, how hard is that? Once you have that image saved in your library, you know, you can put it up just about every time the weatherman says it's going to snow. But they'll say they don't have time for that. But then when you see all the posts and everything else that they do end up posting all day long, or you see that, or they tell you that they went to a bar last night or that they were watching TV last night, you can probably find 15, 20 minutes for your postings. So I don't always agree with that. And if it's important to your business, you'll find the time. Can you go to bed 15 minutes later? Can you wake up 15 minutes earlier and make that post? So now it can be hard for busy business owners to keep up with their social media. And hopefully these tips will help you balance your schedule and market your small business effectively. But every second, about 6,000 tweets are sent. Users upload around 800 photos on Instagram. 5 new profiles are added on Facebook. Life on the internet moves very fast. And if you spend your days meeting with potential clients, gutting out old floors for a remodel, or driving to and from job sites, it's pretty hard to keep up with all of it. Of course, most small business owners don't have time to spend trawling the web for new content ideas. After all, most days there's barely enough time to grab lunch when you've got a day full of window replacements to get to. But keeping up a lively and active social media feed doesn't have to mean hours languishing at your laptop. With some simple adjustments, you can bolster your engagement, land more project leads, and keep yourself stocked with relevant posts without a hefty time commitment on your part. Here's how you're going to do it. So first, what do customers find when they search social media for your business? You want to find out. So now I want you to go to your pages and see when was the last post. You know, if it's older than a week, you're not being an effective social media marketer. But you want to stay ahead of the game. That's the first tip. The best strategists know that planning makes all the difference. And that means both developing a social media plan, which we'll talk about later, and having a fallback when spare time is harder to come by. Social media scheduling apps like Buffer or Amplifier connect to all of your social media accounts, allowing you to designate posts for future dates. And that should save you some time the next time you're double booked for a job. You also want to become a curator. The share button is there for a reason, and you shouldn't be afraid to use it. Retweeting or sharing posts lets you quickly bulk up your feed without a lot of effort. Of course, there's an art to this too. Exclusively sharing content can reflect badly on your business's social media reputation. The code of conduct on social media platforms is much like a potluck this way. It's not polite to fix yourself a heaping plate without bringing something to the table. So if you're constantly retweeting or sharing others' content, it can appear as though you're not contributing any of your own finds. Most content experts advise aiming for an 80-20 breakdown of sharing versus original posts, which is a pretty doable ratio, meaning share 20, create 80. You also want to take 5. Now, you can put off posting occasionally as needed, but delayed customer responses can have some serious repercussions. Take a few moments each day to triage customer complaints and engage with users who connect with you over social media. Usually, these responses will be less time-consuming if you wait until after peak engagement periods have passed. Early in the morning, for instance, is a great time to respond because you likely won't get pulled into a prolonged back and forth. Never contradict an angry or frustrated customer. On the contrary, be sure to thank them for their insight and offer to make it right. Even if you disagree with them, it will diffuse the situation and save you time, which is a much more precious resource than your ego. You also want to harness the power of automation. Now, in addition to social media scheduling, you can use a little creative computing to help get more content into your feed. IFTTT, which is short for If This Then That, is an automation applet that integrates with social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can use it to program your own automated rules for your applications, like, say, to schedule a link to be posted every time you favorite it as you browse. That way, you can build up your stockpile of content fast without a lot of manual effort. You also don't want to disregard analytics. Now, it's hard to stay motivated to post if no one seems to be paying any attention. Many scheduling apps also contain analytics reports, which you can use then to review each post's success rate and see what kind of content your audience responds to or doesn't. The recipe of what makes a successful post is a bit mercurial, even for the best social media users. But when your time is limited, you want to make the most of the posts you do put up. So pull reports on engagements, clicks, likes, and shares at least once a month. Review this information to see what brings your followers out of the woodwork and develop a plan to integrate the kind of content that your users tend to respond to while holding true to your brand tone and company values. And finally, if you have to, then hire somebody. If all else fails and you find yourself constantly struggling to keep up with customers and refresh your feed, it may be time to engage some outside help. There are hundreds of social media professionals who would be eager to take on a part-time gig managing your feed. Depending on the results you're looking for, you can also turn the work over to a marketing firm. These teams can help you leverage social media advertising and provide experience a freelance consulting may or may not have. But it comes at a price. You can expect to spend almost $1,000 or more for the agency treatment. All in all, there's no shame in asking for outside help. After all, it just means that you're growing, and that's a good thing. So one of the things that I've started doing at Crown Trophy is I am now looking at different calendars. For instance, tomorrow, I found out, is National Employee Recognition Day. And guess what? I'm in the recognition business. So that would be a good time for me to put a posting out about, you know, recognizing employees, which I did today. Got a lot of good feedback because I tied it into last year, and I always joke with my staff. I didn't know there was a thing, but there's a National Bosses Day, and it just appeared on my calendar. I didn't say anything that it was National Bosses Day, and that day came and went. So the day after, I pulled my whole staff together and I said, look what's on this calendar here. It's National Bosses Day yesterday. And they felt bad. But so I've been teasing them every now and then. You know, if they ask for a day off or are we closing early before this holiday, I'll say, sure. But, you know, we don't have to worry about National Bosses Day. So the theme of today's email was more about how, hey, don't treat your staff like my staff treated me. Make sure you take care of them on Employee Recognition Day. But there are calendars out there for everything. Today is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. Today is National Hug Your Pet Day. Today is, you know, Kiss Your Dog on the Nose Day, whatever it may be. And then gear themes towards that. It's just an icebreaker so that, you know, and maybe you include a GIF or a nice picture or something of a dog, whatever the theme may be, but tie that somehow into your business. You don't have to do all of them, but do some of them so that you increase engagement. Sometimes you'll find that the thing that you have most in common with one of your customers is the fact that you both like chocolate chip cookies. So if there's a day dedicated just to that, share it with them. Or maybe you have chocolate chip cookies in your office that day and invite your customers to come in and take one. Now I want to talk about something very important. After the Parkland shooting and after my show last week when we discussed 9 ways that you could prevent future school shootings, Dick's Sporting Goods and then Walmart followed to do something that it appears Congress won't. Dick's Sporting Goods is now banning the sale of assault-style weapons across all of its stores after the Parkland, Florida school shooting. The nation's largest sporting goods retailer announced the move in an open letter and an appearance by CEO Ed Stack on Good Morning America. The retailer will also end the sale of high-capacity magazines and sales of guns to people under 21 years of age. Assault-style weapons sales at Dick's branded stores after the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting in 2012, but the company was still selling them at its 35 Field & Stream locations, which specializes in hunting and outdoor products. As we looked at what happened down in Parkland, we were so disturbed and saddened by what happened there that we felt really we needed to do something, Stack told GMA's George Stephanopoulos. Stack acknowledged that the Parkland school shooter had purchased a shotgun at one of his company's stores in November, though the killer did not use that gun in the shooting. The realization served as a catalyst for action. So here now, a major retailer, and in fact Walmart, also announced late yesterday that they are taking similar measures to the one Dick's Sporting Goods has taken. But it's a step that Congress seems unwilling to take by banning the sale of assault-style rifles and raising the minimum age to buy a gun to 21. Maybe Congress should learn from that old Christmas special when the snow miser sings, put one foot in front of the other. You got to take one step. So here, a retailer is saying, we're not selling to anyone under 21. We're not selling the assault-style rifles. We're not selling large-capacity magazines. You can bet, write it down, March 1st, 2018, Jim Gannot said, somebody is going to sue Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods because they can't access the product they want that they previously sold at those stores. Cue the ACLU, I guarantee you lawsuits will soon follow. But at least the retailers are starting to move, even if Congress won't. So that's a good thing. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away for a quick news break. And when we come back, a whole lot more to discuss about your business, like six ways to use LinkedIn to get referrals for new clients. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Less than 2 weeks until another Russian presidential election that Vladimir Putin's expected to win, and today he delivers his annual State of the Nation address.
Russia still has the greatest nuclear potential in the world, but nobody listened to us. Now listen.
Speaking through an interpreter there, Putin says Russia has a nuclear-powered cruise missile with unlimited range that can penetrate any missile defense system without detection. He's also touting a high-speed underwater drone that he says can carry a nuclear warhead capable of targeting aircraft carriers and coastal bases. Another meeting on school safety is to be held at the White House this afternoon after President Trump hosts one yesterday where he tells lawmakers they shouldn't be afraid of the NRA. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business, it's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. Workout.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gannot. I am the owner of Crown Trophy in Flemington, and glad to, as always, get together with you every Thursday afternoon, talk about what I love talking about, and that's business and how to make it run better for you. There's been a lot of talk. When LinkedIn first started, it was the professional network. People would post their experience, almost like posting their resumes. Since then, it's become more of a recruiting tool, but it's still a great way for professionals to either join groups, associations, network with people. It's a great way for you to find sales leads if you're looking for a particular person at a particular company by title, by company, or if you know their name, a great way for you to connect with them. But there's six ways that you can use LinkedIn to get referrals for new clients. And if your small business is getting the most out of LinkedIn, hopefully you're well on your way. But here now, we're going to learn how to use the business networking site to boost your profile and to get more customers. Now, again, if you're not using LinkedIn to get referrals for new clients, you're not getting the most out of the business networking platform. But like other social sites, it's a way for you to get your business noticed, and you can use LinkedIn for so much more. Now, when people visit your LinkedIn profile, they should see everything they need to know about you and your business. But how do they visit your profile if they don't know about it? Or if they do know about it, how can you make them stick around? So here are six things that you can do to improve your LinkedIn profile and get more referrals to your network or to your page. First, you want to create a profile background. Now, if you really want your profile to get noticed, you need to make sure that it stands out. To do this, your profile should have a background header or headline that is going to catch the attention of those who are looking for your services. A headline will tell people who you are, what you do, and show that you are an authority in your industry. You also want to get a good headshot. Now, it's always a good idea to have a photo with your profile, but it shouldn't be one that was taken with friends, a romantic partner, or scanned from your high school yearbook. It is best to have a professional headshot. Yes, you will likely have to pay a photographer for this, but it is going to be well worth it in the long run. If you're not able to have professional photographs taken, ask a friend or family member to take some photos of you that have a professional appearance, preferably with a plain background. So many times on LinkedIn, I'll see people and you'll see like half of somebody's body, you know, they were dressed nice that day. The makeup was just perfect. And then you'll see that they're, you know, hugging somebody and all you see is, you know, half of a body. Eliminate the half of the body. If you're dressed up and you want that to be your professional picture, then just, you know, have somebody take a picture of you standing with a plain background, like a nicely painted wall behind you. Not a whole lot of scenery or things like that. Not pictures from, you know, a party because you had a nice smile that day. Just a professional photograph. You also want to write a good and detailed profile summary. Now, in addition to having a headline, you're also going to need a profile summary. And the first line should be just like a headline to grab the attention of clients. The summary should begin with an engaging statement or question, something that is going to make people think. Your summary should be written in conversational form so it sounds like you're having a chat with your readers, not lecturing them. This is also a good place for your resume summary. You also want to build a strong online presence. Now, you will need to create a strong online identity, and there are various ways that you can do this. First, have a personal profile for each professional in your business. You will also need to have a company page with general information, and you can even create showcase pages for specializations. Use search engine optimization techniques, or SEO, to create content that is going to be found in searches and that people are going to be interested in. You want to reach out to your current clients. Now it's time to start connecting with clients, so invite them to join you on LinkedIn if they aren't already connected. If you feel comfortable enough to ask, see if any of your clients will write testimonials that you can then use on your LinkedIn profile. You can also use the testimonials for your website or other marketing materials. Once you have reconnected with your recent clients, it's time to reach out to prospective clients to attract new customers. And you want to connect with those potential clients. As you connect with them, it's important to build a strong relationship beyond LinkedIn. Whenever possible, it's a good idea to meet these people in person so that you can really get to know who they are, their needs, and how your business can help them. So build a relationship offline and continue to send out emails and other notifications to keep your company fresh in their minds. All right, so there's a couple great hints on LinkedIn and how to use it to your advantage. I would not overlook it. Again, when you are marketing your business, Facebook is great. Instagram, great. LinkedIn, number one. And again, even something as simple as if you know there's an industry leader that you want to be doing business with, ask for an invite to follow them. Once they accept, if they do, and if they publish something, comment on it. Read your paper, very interesting, you know, or great insight into how the industry works, something like that, so that they know that, you know, you're a fan. Then when you send them an email, they link the two together and they say, wait a minute, this is the guy who commented on my post and now he's emailing me. He's looking, you know, to do business with me. Maybe I'll get together for a cup of coffee. So give it a shot, but use LinkedIn to find those key opinion leaders, key thought leaders in your industry that you want to be doing business with. You will find success there, I guarantee it. We talk a lot about finding new customers. We talk about having existing customers. What is the cost of client acquisition? But there's something more than just acquiring new customers. You know, we can acquire all the customers we want, but if it's on a transactional basis, that's not really going to help us. You need to build a deep emotional connection with your customers in some way. Many businesses focus on attracting the new customers, but a strong, lasting relationship with existing customers can have a huge boost to your sales. Now, have you heard of the Zappos stories? Well, the brand has been the subject of quite a few viral stories, but the one I'm about to tell you is the flower story. Zappos customers ordered 6 pairs of shoes for her mother, who was undergoing treatment on her feet. The customer ordered so many shoes because she was hoping that at least one pair would be comfortable to wear for her mother, whose feet were sensitive to pressure. She had to call Zappos and ask about how to return all the shoes that didn't work, explaining why she had to return so many. To her mother's surprise, she received a large bouquet of flowers from Zappos 2 days later. They also received notice that their membership to Zappos were upgraded to VIP status, which gave them free shipping on all their orders. And of course, they still buy their shoes from Zappos. The story is an excellent example of how an emotional connection can be more important than customer satisfaction. Now, it's common for every business to aim to have as many loyal customers as they can. Many businesses spend a lot on research and data collection in order to find strategies that would help them reach their goal. Traditionally, businesses focused on customer satisfaction, but today's market is a whole new ballgame. Satisfaction is still important, but you need to integrate those efforts with an innovative approach. You need to build a connection with your customers. So here are 5 tips that you should absolutely try to build a strong emotional connection with your customers. First, you want to make them feel important. Now, you can build brand loyalty by giving your customers the feeling that you think they're precious. Now, of course, your customers matter to you. They're your bottom line. But many of them don't feel that way. They don't associate dealing with you as something that affects them on a personal level. You can fix that by showing them that you see them, you hear them, you understand them, and you can start by addressing them by their names in your email marketing or social media platforms instead of the generic dear customer. In the story, this was achieved by Zappos the moment they sent flowers, acknowledging that they had paid attention when the customer said that her mother was having difficulties with her feet. This involves several levels, from using the language that allows customers to connect to you efficiently to giving them attention on your social media platforms. React to their comments and message them when possible. Find out what you can do for them, dealing with who they are, aside from focusing on their wallet and building customer loyalty. You also want to keep your communication channels open. Here's one surprising statistic. 90% of messages that are sent to brands on social media are left unanswered. 90%. This is despite the fact that people are sending these messages more often. This is quite disturbing, considering that social media has become so relevant in the business world. People spend a lot of time on social sites, not just for business, but also as part of their everyday lives. So connect with your customers by keeping all possible communication lines open and be responsive. This could be the beginning of an emotional connection to your customers. Make them feel that you are there for them whenever they need assistance. Instead of constantly sending your customers promotions and other ads, you can post content that will make them feel like they're more than just a wallet. Ask them how their day went or how they feel about the product they recently purchased. You also want to be real, the third takeaway here. You need to do more and look and sound like you care about your customers. You need to show them that you know them. The most effective marketing strategy is to create a foundation to commit to making a genuine human connection and real relationships. You can start this by setting up a reliable customer relationship management system. Some software packages enable you to keep customer records, including previous interactions and other relevant customer information. This way, when sending marketing emails, you can tailor your messages in such a way that your suggestions would be actually helpful. This isn't just for big companies. There are tools and CRMs for small business owners. ACT would be one. Communicate with them by posting content that speaks directly to them, content that they can relate to, content that they would find useful. This is another way of showing your customers that you really understand them and that you can help them. You can get other people to help you with this content. An SEO specialist, for example, can help with content development. Being real also means being flexible. For example, you may encounter a customer with a complaint that is in a kind of a gray area. Say, he was not able to return his product in a timely manner and missed the deadline by a day. Instead of saying the usual things about company policy and rejecting him, find out if you have the authority to do something for him. You also want to listen to your customers. You know, In order to connect with customers emotionally, you must learn to listen. And you can listen through feedback forums. You can show that you're paying attention to what customers are saying by making adjustments to your system as well as to existing policies based on what the customers have told you. Keep in mind that while you can easily enforce customer experience metrics, many businesses don't always see the connection between the figures and the business performance. So make sure your frontline employees are fully briefed about how their performance will be evaluated on how the data collected can be useful for the company. And you also want to apply a personal approach. You will not be able to attract more customers to check out your business and patronize it if you can't establish an emotional connection. There are many ways to do this, and you can start by tailoring your marketing messages to your customer. If you have existing loyalty programs, you can also set up a system where customers can choose rewards based on their interests. So get to know their names and their faces. Try being like a waitress at a diner who knows exactly what you order every day. Try to anticipate their needs and then let them know what you notice. You can go the extra mile for the little things. If a customer sends you a message about a product that has been sold out, offer to message him when it's available, or better yet, volunteer to give him dibs when it does become available if you can offer that option. So now it's up to you. If you want to build deep emotional connection with your customers, start with the simple tips that I've already mentioned. Treat your customers as people instead of walking piggy banks. According to Business Insider study, 7.6% of new shoppers added products to their carts, while 14.8% of returning customers added an item to their carts. The conversion rates are almost doubled for repeat visitors too, which makes them more likely to make another purchase. So again, engagement, engagement, engagement. Make it emotional. You know, it's funny because when I think of this, I always joke with one of my customers, Sean, that he's our number one employee because he has done more to help build our business through referrals than anyone else. We even invited him to my son's wedding 2 weeks ago. Him and his wife came. They had a great time. And, you know, it was just great to be able to share that with him. Now we have an even stronger emotional connection. I didn't do it to get more business. I did it because I really like, you know, Sean and his wife and wanted to make sure that, you know, they had a good time. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back with more right after this.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Taking care of business, every way I've been taking care of business. It's all mine, taking care of business and working overtime.
you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you can join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington and Crown Custom Apparel, and just getting ready to celebrate our 9th anniversary in the borough. So very happy about that and glad to be a part of hopefully what will become the rebirth of Flemington. Google has added new features that helps your business answer customer questions. Now, with Google's question and answers tool, small business owners can now answer customer questions directly on Google Search and Google Maps. Google's latest search feature could be a helpful tool for small business owners everywhere. The new questions and answers sections appears in the local business listings within Google Search and Google Maps. Users can post questions to be answered by other users or by the business owner themselves. For instance, a potential customer might ask if a nearby auto shop also sells tires, or if a pet owner may want to know if a shop that came up in their Google Maps search welcomes four-legged guests. Questions and answers can be seen by everyone. Helpful answers can be upvoted by other users, encouraging the most useful content to rise to the top. Business owners can add their own answers to customer questions, or even preemptively post some frequently asked questions. You will get a notification when a new question is posted on your Google My Business profile. Local searches and near-me searches conducted by customers on mobile phones are more important than ever. Google's questions and answers feature is a valuable new resource that will allow you to interact with potential customers at the moment they are searching for a business like yours. This, if you haven't already done and claimed your business on Google My Business, you're missing the boat. It's a great tool, but it also is one that has to be updated and monitored. You know, so if you change your store hours or if you stop taking a certain credit card, for instance, you want to update that. And then the frequently asked question thing, if you notice that you're always getting the same question over and over, you know, for us, you know, we'll get probably 10 calls a week. Do you do engraving? Yes, we do. So make that a frequently asked question. Do you offer engraving services? Yes. You know, rotary, laser, sandblasting, et cetera, would be a great question and a great answer to have. Because what I'm hearing, And I'm dealing with a company now who's going to handle our social media, is 80% of people will now Google your business before they even think about driving over there and stopping in. So make sure you make it as easy for them as possible with as much information about your business as you possibly can. We've talked a lot today about social media and social media marketing, and obviously there's a cost with that. But how do you calculate the cost of social media marketing? When it comes to a social media budget, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. There are a couple, however, expert tips that will help you decide how much to spend for your business. In a recent Manta poll, 45% of small business owners said they invest marketing dollars in social media marketing. But how much do you need to spend in order to succeed? That's a common question, but the answer isn't one-size-fits-all. So these expert tips will help you set business's social media budget. Social media marketing can be free, or it can cost millions of dollars, said Eve Mayer, who's the CEO and owner of Social Media Deliver. The cost of social media marketing varies widely depending on needs, budget, objective, and business goals. It's not likely that a small business would have to spend a lot, she added, but you should closely monitor your limited budget to make sure you're getting the most bang for a few bucks. Set your business goals and budget before starting to do social media marketing and review your costs often because they can get out of hand quickly. Social media marketing has two potential costs, the hard costs, dollars spent, and the soft costs, time spent by your staff working on them, said Spencer X. Smith, who's the co-founder of Amplify. You can spend as little as $5 a day promoting posts, but don't forget, all the time you spend interacting with followers and responding to customer comments, those hours can add up. So when calculating costs, it's important to first determine who will be responsible for publishing the content and who will be responsible for handling the ongoing communication with your audience. Don't spend a lot of time, or spend a lot of money rather, until you know what's working. Start small, make small tweaks, and then go from there. Suggested media relations consultant Christina Nicholson says, if a promoted post performs well, invest more money in it. If another post doesn't do well, try promoting something else. Even the best in the business switch things up and use trial and error to find the best results, whether with an ad or with audience being. So again, when it comes to social media and social media marketing, there's no one size fits all. You really have to figure out what's working and what's not. And then if you start to see a theme, go down that path until it changes. The algorithms are always changing. I used to write newsletters, and I thought that people were really impressed by the writing and by the content, but they were too long, and people just didn't have that kind of time. Now, it's short, it's sweet, it's get in, get out, maybe has a picture. A lot of times I'll try to incorporate a video into it as well. So if I just introduce the video and say, hey, here's a, for instance, when we do at the Super Bowl time, I always add a link to how the Super Bowl trophy is made. It's a 2-minute video. Everybody has 2 minutes to watch a quick video. And, you know, so I'll say, hey, here's a link on how the Super Bowl trophy is made. Usually send that out a day or two before the Super Bowl, and we'll get all kinds of clicks and engagement on something like that. It's short, it's sweet. They can sit there and watch it at their leisure, or they can watch it when they get home. And it really adds up in how many more people are starting to engage with us. Sometimes I still write the longer ones, but if you do short, 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 and then a little longer, and then back to short, 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 they'll tolerate the longer post. So each time it's going to be a little bit different, but you want to make sure that you are staying engaged with your customers. Want to remind you, a lot of weather is moving in. We have 2 systems coming up, one from the west, one from the south. They're going to converge at some point. We're anticipating anywhere from 1.5 to 3 inches of rain locally, high winds between 40 and 60 miles an hour. This is a good time today to batten down the hatches and make sure that everything that isn't tied down becomes tied down. Take a look at your trees. Make sure that if any branches are already broken off, that you cut them down so they don't become missiles. And also a good time to stock up on basic supplies. We could be without power. It's estimated at some point with the winds knocking down power lines, so make sure with flooding. So make sure that you have enough necessary supplies in the house, milk, eggs, cheese doodles, whatever it is that you consider to be a necessary supply. Make sure that you all stay safe, and hopefully we'll all get back here together next Thursday. Last Sunday saw Kevin Harvick dominate the field in NASCAR's Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 race. And this week, the teams head to Las Vegas for the Pennzoil 400 Sunday at 3:30 p.m. In NCAA men's basketball, the AP Top 25 has Virginia in the top spot, followed by Michigan State, Xavier, Villanova, and Duke as the top 5. Kansas, Gonzaga, Purdue, North Carolina, and Cincinnati round out the top 10. Major League Baseball spring training is continuing for the next few weeks. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice that I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programs or topics, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano. And I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business. Every way I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Jury selection began today at the trial for Noor Salmon. Now, she's the widow of the Pulse nightclub shooter. Salmon faces charges of aiding and abetting terrorism and obstruction of justice charges. Bob Bianchi is a criminal defense attorney. He says these obstruction charges seem to be a slam dunk.
On the obstruction charge, I think she's done because she admitted to lying to the government. So I think that's an easy case.
The number of first-time claims for unemployment benefits remains at a near-record low. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Labor Department reporting Thursday morning that initial claims for benefits fell by 10,000 for the week ending last Saturday to a seasonally adjusted 210,000, and that's the lowest level since December of 1969. The Labor Department says it points to a rapidly tightening labor market. The jobless rate of 4.1% is at a 17-year low.
This is USA Radio News.
Chris Byrne, the toy guy, is with us, and he is at the Jacob Javits Convention Center in New York City, New York. The city's so great, they had to name it twice. Are the toys even greater today than they were last year? Chris, that's fantastic.
You know, there's a lot of great stuff. I'm going to tell you about a couple of things that we're really excited about. Disney Princess, of course, this is an evergreen brand. They've created something called the Little Magical Movers, and these are figures that are about 3 inches tall of all the, you know, Belle and Jasmine and all the Disney princesses. You rev them up on a little stand, and then they dance. I mean, it's kind of like, imagine a top that looks like a Disney princess, but it's all about the imaginative play as you bring Belle to life in her dance and swirl ballroom. That's from Hasbro, about 1999.
Unbelievable. Chris Burns, thank you so much for being there at the Jacob Javits Convention Center. How can consumers get to you?
Come see us at